And so our panelists are two music directors of rock radio stations. And they've been sequestered in the back room, and they have not heard the list that I have already given everybody based on my opinion.
The famous soundproof booth.
That's right. And so they haven't heard it, and here they are now. And panelist number one is Bob Walton, music director for many, many years. Panelist number two is Tom Guild, rock radio music director for many, many years. All right, let's
and
start.
And only two people who will take your calls.
Tough to... I fit him in my busy schedule of none. So let's start with you, Tom Guild. We're doing bands, rock bands that chicks don't dig. Okay. And go with your, if it's your top three, go with your number three and then ascend or descend.
Okay. Right. My next to the bottomest.
Yes.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Yeah.
Good.
There's
very
no
good.
There.
No.
You know, it's great blues guitar, but after about three or four riffs, they all start sounding the same.
I listen to one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I'm done.
That's 8 right. minutes and that's it. That's all you need.
It's true.
On to the next one.
Number two on my list.
Thank you.
Yes. As in the British prog rock band. John Anderson vocals. Just too damn high.
I went to a Yes concert and there was no female going, play Roundabout. It just didn't happen.
I love Siberian Katru.
And then my number one band that I don't think any woman really likes, and I could be wrong, is AC/DC. Same thing. It's like the really high screeching vocals. And it's just...
It's true.
Get off my lawn.
Thunderstruck!
You know, the ones who like Dan Fogelberg and James Taylor and, you know, heartfelt crap, they're not going to go for AC/DC.
No, they're not.
You, Kyle, you didn't hang out with the girls that I did. It's old. I didn't hang out with those girls. No, mine were the 1 o'clock in the morning, close the bar down, cigarette smoke and wrinkles in their face, screaming and yelling. That's the kind of, and they liked AC/DC, but all right, Kyle. So it's AC/DC. Excellent. Bob Walton, your top or bottom three, your
bottom three.
Yeah.
I guess number three is almost like a subgenre, the guitar god, not like Jimi Hendrix, more like Yngwie Malmsteen. Steve Vai, the ones that go.
They're called the Noodlers. Yeah.
The Noodlers.
right.
He's a great guitarist. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying women don't go, more Yngwie.
Yngwie.
Thoughts we ever had. I guess my number two would come under prog rock, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah.
Play the long version of Carnival 9. You don't hear that.
No.
And number one, I really thought this would be your number one, too. Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the high frequency.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, Bob, women can't get past the voice.
No.
And, you know, all of this is so, we're just... we're experts on what women want. I have no idea.
I'm on marriage number four. I'm out.
When do we find out what your top three are?
Right now.
Okay.
So my top three, number three is Jethro Tull.
Oh, good.
A flautist.
Yeah, a flautist. Yeah, okay, I'll buy that.
Snot is running down his nose.
Yeah, when you get down to the lyrics, it's definitely got some problems there.
I've never heard a girl say, I love the Whistler, and I love Wondering Aloud, and Cheap Day Return, and Mother Goose, and Teacher, and Hymn 43. When have you ever?
Never.
Jethro Tull. Okay, number two, The Who.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Roger Daltrey.
Yeah.
You know, but shirt unbuttoned down to here, whirling his microphone around.
Just a thought. I don't know many girls say, I love The Who, like we do.
Yeah, I love The Who.
I know you do, and I know Walton does. I know I do. I know you do. I've heard Walton say, and I've heard Kyle say too. I've heard Walton say, Won't Get Fooled Again is probably the greatest rock anthem of all time. I've heard you say that.
Yeah.
In the day, I'd never say, hey, come back to my place. We'll get into some Bob O'Reilly.
Right. We'll put on Quadrophenia.
I can't explain. Quadrophenia. Yeah. Even better.
Yeah.
And my number one was Rush.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I guess I should have put Rush at the top of my list too. But there's so many to choose from.
Okay. All right, gang. Good. All right. So next time for our next panel, whenever that may be.